This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Hour 2 of the Adam Carriker Show here on 93.7 The Ticket. Hour 2 of the Adam Carriker Show is sponsored by Suizo Construction, where safety is not just a policy, it is a promise. Suizo is hiring skilled craftsmen, laborers, concrete workers, and steel erectors who value quality work in a team that has your back, both on and off the job site. Apply today at suizo.com. That's S-C-H-W-I-S-O-W.com. 40 years strong in business. Suizo Construction. Now, did you say there was one or two things off the text line, or we can dive into Rule's press conference too?
Yeah, we can drive into Rule's press conference. There's just Bill and Bennett says, how about special teams getting a blocked field goal? Adam Eckler has had that whole group looking good, if you ask me.
So, special teams is like, it's like the long snapper. It's like the offensive line. They only get talked about if something goes wrong. I feel like, and again, I was out a lot of last week. I feel like the special teams have not been talked about enough. I don't think we beat Cincinnati without the improved special teams. Archie Wilson pinning them inside their 10 twice, 20-yard line three times. We're 2 for 2 on field goals, including a 52-yarder. Do we know that any of that happens in previous years? And the defense was leaky in the second half. What if they don't have to go 80 yards, 90 yards, 95 yards? What if it's 45? What if it's a blocked punt and they start on our 10? Like, to me, I said coming into this year, hey, top 20 recruiting class, love it. Top 5 transfer portal class, love it. Hey, apparently we have the easiest schedule in the Big Ten, love it. Matt Rhule year 3 jump, love it. Outside the Matt Rhule year 3 jump, I've heard it all before. We've never had a coach with a year 3 jump here before. But this is a very different situation than Matt Rhule's ever been in. So I love it all. The things that I have put the biggest stock into are our coordinators. Dana Holgorsen, Mike Eckler. And I can't wait to see, like, Butler's made an impact on that defense. I've talked about they were not on the same page in the coach's room last year when it came to defense. And that's why we had guys running wide open. It's not that they aren't good coordinators. Look at what White's doing down in Florida State. Look at what Butler has done with our pass defense, which was the least strong unit of our team last year. Now, by far, our strongest unit so far this year. Now, how does the defense come together as a whole? We'll see as the year goes along. A lot of it was the coordinators. And I can't wait to see what Butler does, but in particular, Holgorsen and Eckler. I mean, we beat Akron regardless of special teams, but I think special teams is one of the things that makes me feel better when I predicted 9-3 before the year. If I didn't feel like our special teams, because our special teams, they don't have to win us games, just don't freaking lose us another game. How many games would we have won last year if special teams was just average? One more? Two more? I want to say three more. But we're like an 8-9 win team last year. There were other years where we could have had 2-3 more wins. I mean, just punt it to the right side of the field versus Michigan State. Just something like that. So for me, special teams has not been talked about enough. Now, again, we got to improve our kickoff return game. We got to stop kicking the ball out of bounds on kickoff. But our field goal unit's much better. Our punting unit is much better. Our coverage units are much better. We blocked a field goal on Saturday as well. So there's a lot of things that are improved. I don't think we beat Cincinnati. I think Cincinnati would have been another game that we lost that we shouldn't have if we didn't have the improved special teams that we have. What say you?
No, I could definitely see it. It's been a big improvement, obviously. And just to get it to where it is now already is fantastic, obviously, you know, because I expected an improvement, but it's like, how much can you do, you know, immediately? And that's what we're seeing. So, again, it might be good. It's one of those things like Archie Wilson not punting. Might be good. We don't talk enough special teams, but it won't be for you and for many of us that lived through that special teams. Again, I think that was the worst special teams performance I've ever seen at any level from any team
last year.
Yeah. And then, you know, to kind of turn that around to this year where it is a positive and a reason that Nebraska is winning and looking good is it shows Mike Eckler what a fantastic hire he was and what a resume he's building for himself as a special teams coach.
We had 10 block kicks last year, which I've never heard of in my life outside of middle school football. And I'd have to go double check. Was it 5 yards per punt return on average that we had? Like, That Boston College bowl game was only close because they blocked a field goal, or it was an extra point, which they took back for 2 points, I believe, if that's correct, and they blocked a punt, which gave them a short field. Other than that, we were clearly the better team. So let me ask you this, because I said all offseason, can we just be average? I just want to be average on special teams this year. And I said, and then we can improve upon that. Would you say we're an average special teams or an above average special teams right now as we sit here right now? Because we're not below average.
Yeah, I mean, I think they've checked off all the boxes to be a pretty good one at this point. You got a 50-yard field goal, like you said, punts inside the 10-yard line, a blocked kick, an impressive return. I mean, it's not just one phase of the special teams either. It's all coming along.
We got to show it consistently week in and week out. That's what, I mean, keep getting better in certain things that you and I have already mentioned, but show it consistently, right? Show it consistently. The C word that I pretty much talk about year round here probably won't ever go away. Anything else from the text line?
Just a fun fact from 1558 says, fun fact, Coach Rule's officially over 500 at Nebraska.
Oh, that's right, because he was one game under coming into the season. Hey, that hasn't been talked about enough either. Well, you know what? It's been mentioned. It's been talked about enough. Let's get way over 500. How's that sound?
There you go.
Anything else?
Just also more punt returns Saturday than all of last season from D-Man.
Oh, that's right. That is a stat. More punt return yardage on Saturday than all of last year combined. I did see that. Yeah. That's some good stats right there. That's part of what makes me feel better. I know it was Akron Saturday, but just certain things are just better. Now, do we continue to improve on the things we need to? Do we continue to sustain consistency in the areas we've been good, or do we falter? We'll see that going forward, especially when we get into week in and week out Big Ten play. All right, reaction to Matt Rhule presser. Rhule said, it's hard to get a shutout, and he's very pleased with the performance of the twos and the threes. All right, and then he talked about Houston Christian real quick, but talking about the shutout, because they're not easy to get. I know Akron's been shut out two games in a row. That doesn't happen because it feeds into what he said about the twos and the threes. He said after a scrimmage, I'm paraphrasing, but basically there's a gap from the ones and twos and threes, and he wasn't happy about it. The ones look good in the scrimmages they had up to that point in fall camp, but the twos and threes, he wanted more depth. And we don't get a shutout if the twos, threes, and fours come in, and there's a huge drop-off in that game Saturday. So that actually is as impressive to me as anything when it comes to that shutout. Because once the starters came out, that's usually when teams get a little bit of leaky yardage or a couple cheap scores. That didn't happen on Saturday. Thoughts, Jake?
Yeah, sorry, I was looking at something.
Oh, sorry.
I messed up there.
So, as we move on, Houston Christian has a good defense, has only allowed one third down conversion. I just remember our third down defense has been very good, 30% that Cincinnati converted against us. That means we stopped them 70% of the time. That's pretty good. And Akron only converted one third down in the entire game on Saturday and had a lot of them. So, our third down defense has been good. All right. Liked running the jumbo 12 package. All right. I like that in short yardage and goal line situations as well. Harburg is actually a very good blocker. You never know how a quarterback's going to transition when it comes to blocking, tackling, etc. He's a very good blocker. I still want to see him get the ball in space a little bit more and see what he can do there. But those goal line, short yardage, fourth and inches, fourth and goal from the one situations, which we haven't done great on yet, but we have plenty of time to improve and get better going forward. If you feel good about your other tight ends that are coming in, Jim Harbaugh used to bring in like one or two offensive linemen and put them on the field. Like if you can be successful in those situations, field goals become touchdowns. Drives being stopped on fourth and short turn into extended drives, and the impact that has on a game is huge. Hopefully we see that come to fruition going forward. I says we decided to double the gunners after the Cincinnati game as far as on the punt return team. So not every team does this. Back when I played football, we almost always doubled the gunners. Like on a punt team, they're the two guys that are out wide, lined up as wide receivers. Because they're the two guys that are going to fly down the field to cause you the most problems. Everyone else was pretty much kicking back in punt pro, and they were trying to make sure the punt didn't get blocked. And they were 5 yards in the backfield. They were staying in, making sure the punt didn't get blocked, and then they release. So they were way, like 20 yards later getting down the field. So you always doubled the gunners. Not everybody does that now. Matt Rhule said they went back to doing that. There's certain advantages to doing it both ways. Okay, now return game was improved on Saturday. I'm curious to see if they keep doing that going forward. Happy with the overall execution of the special teams. Said Heinrich Harburg made a huge step and had some dominant blocks. I mean, there was two touchdown runs where I saw. I mean, it wasn't just Harburg, but he was noticeably in the frame making the block to help make the crease that the running back ran through to get the touchdown. What are your thoughts on Harburg and his transition to tight end so far?
Yeah, it's been good. I mean, just one reception for 9 yards, I think, in the game. So hasn't had as you know, that impact. It's kind of interesting, too, you know, on those short yardage runs. Sometimes they bring Cam Linhart in there. And again, haven't had the results they wanted out of that either. I think there's been some times where he's had some good blocks. There's been some times when he's been blown up. So I think there's just room to improve in every area there. And I think a lot of it was, okay, this guy's such a great athlete. He's going, you know, this is going to work. And I think a lot of the time that's why they do bring two tight ends on the field. But Lindenmeyer is kind of a pretty strong argument, not for a work in progress, but a tight end. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I'm interested to see. Here's bad news, Buck, there, if you want it.
Here we go.
I haven't been as impressed with Harburg maybe as of yet. And I think that they're going to need to step it up a little bit to continue to say that they want to put him out there. Now, again, if you're going to run two tight ends, he's your number two tight end, and he's done well enough blocking, then I don't have a problem. But as far as, like, you know, ultimate, like, NFL upside for him and you know, running trick plays and all this stuff for him, I'm interested to see, because I think it's going to start clicking here pretty soon. Otherwise, I think you just kind of – I think they should probably just kind of narrow him down to just being the second tight end.
Well, there's an aura on the depth chart, at least last time I looked, still going into last week's game. Like, Lindenmeyer is a starter, and then it's Harburg or Nelson. Now, Harburg's first. He comes in the game first. But it's or Nelson as far as that number two, number three tight end on the depth chart. And Matt Rhule said last week, it's Carter Nelson's time, which Aaron Bonner getting hurt. I'm curious to see, because Carter's so athletic. He's healthy, coming back from the hip surgeries. I'm curious to see how his role develops this year. I remember in camp at one point, Rhule said something about maybe using him as a wide receiver here or there, just because of his athletic ability. And that's how they started him out last year. So I'm curious to see how Carter Nelson develops this year, what his role is along with Harburg. All right, speaking of Lindenmeyer, Rhule says he's very pleased with Luke Lindenmeyer. Rhule thinks that we should have had more rushing yards, but thinks the offensive line played well. I'll tell you what. There was some holes that I could have driven three semis through a couple of times in that game. Now, we also just had a guy in the studio during the last break. He thought one of the Akron players he saw was a linebacker. Turned out he was a defensive tackle. So, with all due respect, not the biggest dudes in the world, but there were some big holes. All right. I was curious about this next part, because I had some fans message me. You know what? That's a great cliffhanger. We're going to go to break. We're going to do our last segment. And I was very curious about this next thing that we're going to talk about. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.